You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Software engineer Stephen Campbell recently settled a disability discrimination case against the Western Health Trust and the HSC Business Services Organisation. He's here today to tell us about why he made a case against them and how he believes their inaccessible website prevented him from applying for a promotion. Hi, Stephen. So can you walk us through what happened when you tried to use the website?
Yeah, so when I tried to use the website, I had to obviously log in like everybody else on a website. And after downloading the spec document and the application form, which at times, depending on the page you're on, because every trust over here would have their own design page. Once you've downloaded the spec document, job spec, and you're actually then load them through what we call the application wizard. Unfortunately, the application wizard itself was developed for mouse use only. So when I tried to utilize all the various keyboard combinations with JAWS, like spacebar, enter key, different keyboard commands to mimic mouse clicks, it unfortunately would not activate the application wizard. When I was actually working for the Western Health and Social Care Trust, as I had a contact in a number of projects I worked with, I reached out to them and they apologized and sent me the documentation I needed in an accessible format, and I just replied that way. However, if I was applying in other health and social care trusts around Northern Ireland, as there's five, a number of times I actually would have missed a rule coming out. So for example, I had two posts in one of the trusts and unfortunately missed out due to the inaccessibility of the application, and I didn't have any contacts in those organizations to reach out to HR.
Why was it this time that you wanted to take things further after you'd already experienced a few instances when you believe the inaccessibility of the website made you miss out on opportunities?
It got to the point when I missed a couple of roles that I knew if I didn't do anything about it now, nothing was going to change, not just for me, but those with sight loss, as well as any other disabilities that may need to use software that mimics mouse clicks instead of actually physically having the mouse there. So I approached the Equality Commission over here for Equality Commission, and I asked for advice, and we looked at the various legislation here in Northern Ireland, and it looks like the actual employer and BSO, Business Service Operations, may have been a breach. So as I was employed by the Western Health and Social Care Trust, I legally had to go through my employer to sue BSO, which also meant I had to sue my employer at the same time, due to the makeup bar actual health service over here. In the end, after a year of discussion, they entered into a settlement with myself, which required them to work with the RNIB in including the design and any documentation, basically anything to do with the website going forward, even tenders, for example, coming out this month.
And as you say, as part of the settlement terms, they're working with the RNIB and the Western Trust, and BSO confirmed their commitment to the principle of equality of access for the services and goods and facilities provided by them. What changes would you like there to be as part of that commitment?
I would like them to ensure they keep up their documentation and keep an eye on the legislation going forward so they can keep the website up to date. Also, to either have ourselves or maybe us providing a team of JAWS and magnification users to test them for them to make sure it is accessible for any website updates in the background or in the front end, to just constantly make sure that it is accessible for, again, a number of customers with disabilities, and just to ensure that what happens now does not happen in the future for any person, no matter what generation has come up behind me.
And a year is a very long time for you to be working on this, and how do you feel now that the settlement has been agreed?
I'm in a lot happier place, to be honest, Amelia. It was just quite stressful thinking I'm taking my employer to court here. I'm taking another organisation, which is part of our health service, to court. And all I wanted was a difference made. If for them to make the changes to the website. And Western Health and Social Care Trust was a fantastic employer. They tried to make changes and they did make changes, but without the support from BSO, they couldn't do anything else. And whenever I was reaching out to them, they just frankly ignored me. No emails back, no phone calls. And now with the settlement in place, hopefully that will make a shot across their bow for them to remember that they need to make accessible, not just themselves, but across all public bodies, as we have new legislation that came in there in April 19 and for apps in April 2020, to ensure all public bodies has it accessible for people with sight loss.
And what advice would you give to other people who are blind and partially sighted in employment who are facing similar issues?
The best advice I would give is contact your HR department, work with them as much as humanly possible, because taking your employer and any other organization should at all times be left to the last resort. And if failing contact or failing working with your HR department doesn't resolve the issue, then reach out to your body that deals with the likes of, we have the Equality Commission here in NI, reach out to them for advice and take it from there, as they are also the bodies that would monitor and defend your rights as well. And definitely ask them for advice and see what they say.
Well, thank you so much, Stephen Campbell, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio and sharing your experience with us.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on.